Fearlessly Courageous Devotionals, written and read by Dennis Piller on April 14th, 2022. Sometimes I feel I married the wrong person. Our couples group listened to a great video on going vertical in marriage by David and Ann Wilson. They talked very candidly about their marriage, what it was like after a honeymoon of only a few months. They discussed many of the knockdown, drag-out fights they had. And then finally, an awful exchange of words. I don't like you. I married the wrong person. What were we thinking? I'd rather be dead than married to you. These were both Christians in ministry. They worked through those tough days with faith. But David continued to wear a lot of hats. He was a husband, pastor, chaplain, and he was always gone. She remembered saying one day, "Are you leaving again?" "Whatever. Do what you've got to do." But he was doing so many good things for God and the community that he swore his marriage was a 10 and bet that his wife would say the same thing. But she said they were a 1. They were so disconnected. Would you accept this rose? For their 10th year anniversary, he took her out to a fine restaurant, and every few minutes, he had the waiter bring out a single rose for each of the 10 years they were married. In between each one, he reminisced about the many great things they had done together as a couple. On the way home, he parked in a special place, and she knew what parking meant. As he reached over to kiss her, she pulled away, and he said, "What's wrong?" She said, "I've lost my feelings for you. You're always gone." He reached behind the seat to get his calendar to prove her wrong and how he had been around. And he heard this voice inside saying, "Shut up and listen." She said, "You're not invested enough. You're always gone." And the voice within him said, "Repent. Return to your first love. You have become lukewarm." And when she looked over, he had found some way in this Honda to kneel with his back to the steering wheel and was praying for God to forgive him. Anne looked over and remembered the scripture in Proverbs 15 that a gentle answer turns away wrath, and they genuinely prayed together. Anne had centered on David, and David had centered on work. Both had idolized something other than Christ. And many of us have been guilty of the same things at different times, whether it be in marriage or work or kids or our hobbies. The bottom line is that our spouses can't be our fulfillment. It was not that they were the wrong person. It was that we were looking in the wrong place. The truth is, when I spend time with God vertically, I come back filled, ready to give. I may have inflicted more than a little damage, and she may not be ready for me to come back in that mode. But my time with God was not so much that he would change her, but it was for him to change me. We are all thirsty for love, acceptance, and attention. But when we go vertical and put God first, he quenches every thirst. How to have a successful relationship. Jeremiah 2:12 said that God is appalled at two sins. One, that you have forsaken me, and two, you have dug out cisterns that can hold no water. In Proverbs 3:6 it says, "Put me first, and I'll take care of the rest." How? Daily, weekly, yearly, pray as a couple. Even if it's 2 minutes before bedtime, pray together. Even in dating, when you start to get serious with somebody, if they won't or you're not comfortable asking, that should speak volumes about what your future will look like. You would be amazed at what just 5 minutes will do in both of your lives. To have a date night every week, to be brave enough to ask the question, "Where are we? What can I do to make us better? Is God in this?" Do something spiritual together, a Bible study, or being part of a group of like-minded Christians. And then once a year, go to a marriage seminar. Going vertical. When we get so distracted by so many things in our lives, it's easy to grow lukewarm with God. And even though we get some parts of our dream, it is often not what we thought it would be. And that's typical because God was and should still be our first love. When we look for our joy and peace and fulfillment somewhere else or with someone else, we are trying to fill a broken cistern. I know that when I'm close vertically with God, that I really love my spouse. When I put on God's armor daily, I'm ready to fight for the peace and unselfish love in my marriage and in my family. I pray that you will too. God bless you today.